Jesus is Lord of all. Did Jesus really travel the countryside, Galilee, as a teacher to simply communicate truths of the kingdom about forgiveness and grace and just teach? I wonder if Jesus became a savior in order that we could experience forgiveness and restoration and access, security in heaven. Was that it? Or as Jerry's saying, did Jesus come to also be our Lord? The Apostle Paul said, we do not preach ourselves, but we preach Jesus Christ as Lord. The sermon this morning, not 3 points, it's simply this: if Jesus is your Savior, then according to the teaching of God's Word, he must be your Lord. As a matter of fact, if Christ is not your Lord, I would have to wonder, is Christ really your Savior? Those who've trusted Jesus as Savior, those who have put their faith in Christ and called upon God and God's grace, must make Christ not only Savior, but Lord. I hope you have your Bibles. Begin to find Romans chapter 14. Romans 14. Now, the term Lord is used throughout Scripture, both the Old Covenant and the New. In the New Testament, that word Lord in the Greek, kurios, is found over 700 times. Mark, in his gospel, seldom uses the term Lord. John only used Lord after the resurrection, which was interesting. Before that, John would translate this word kurios as sir. But the Apostle Paul loved this term. Post-resurrection, the Apostle Paul, in his writings to the churches, used the word Lord over 170 times. Jesus is Lord was one of the early creedal statements of the church. As the church began to be the church, and as Paul began to teach and the church began to spread, that would be the statement that believers would say, Christ is Lord, Jesus is Lord. It's Matthew's gospel that used an interesting word. When Matthew talked about the Lord, he would often refer to that the Lord owned the vineyard. He was the Lord of the vineyard. Mark 13, one of those few times that Mark used that term, said the Lord was the one who owned the house. To call Jesus Lord simply means he is owner. He is owner of our life. Owner of who we are. Romans chapter 14. Now, Romans 14 is an interesting chapter. Those who were weak were saying, those who are strong are causing me to stumble. And so they were arguing back and forth, and they were judging each other. Romans 14, let me begin in verse 5. One person considers one day more sacred than the other. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord. And they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. Verse 7. For none of us lives for ourselves alone. And none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. Paul, in this text, reminding these in Rome who were battling about who was strong and who was weak and judging, said, forget all of that. Whether we live or whether we die, he is Lord. Lord of all. The problem I'm afraid with many believers today, and the reason that so many Christians don't experience this joy of living our life with Christ and in Christ and under the lordship of Christ, is because we've never understood who our Lord is and what our Lord desires to do. He is the owner, and that's good, the owner of our life. We experienced His salvation. He bought us. He wanted us. We wanted Him. We chose Him. He chose us. He is therefore Lord. To call Jesus Lord is to acknowledge we belong to Him. He bought us. He owns us. This is big, and it's not bad. It is marvelous indeed that we are totally at His disposal. All of our time and all of our talents and all of our relationships, everything we have and all that we are, it's His. He is our Lord. To declare Jesus as Lord brings into captivity every thought to the will of God through Christ. Jesus as Lord means that we live in daily communion with Him. We seek in everything we do to please Him, and everything we say, in all that we do, we long to bring glory and honor to Jesus, our Lord. We even do church because He is Lord, and together we experience that lordship, that ownership of our life as we put our hearts and lives together. He is Lord of all. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died and was raised again. We live for Him who died for us, and we declare Him as our owner, our Lord. Is Christ your Lord? Now, only you can answer that this morning. I could go back into my office, and if I could remember my password, could get into the Shelby membership system, and I could tell you, if you were a member of this church, I have within my power to know who is the member, the official member of this church. Now, some of our guests and visitors are a lot more faithful than our members, but I could still see who was a member of this church. I know that. I can also go into my office. Well, really, I can't. I could go into Lori's office, and I could somehow break into her password and look and see who faithfully gives your tithes and your offerings. Now, after 30 years of pastoring, hear me, I never have known what anyone gives. I don't want to be embarrassed and treat you differently. So I've never known what anyone gives. That's between you and God and Lori. But Lori knows that. She knows. That should frighten you. Lori, no. Where's Lori? Where is she? Oh, she knows. I don't know. But if I pay Lori a little money, she would tell me. And then I would know. By simply looking around, I know those who serve the Lord in this church, in this community. Either actively, you're serving, you're on a committee, you're teaching, you're doing something, or inactively, you're serving. And all I have to do is look around me, and I see you serving, and I see a lot of servants. I can know who's a member, and I can know if I pay Lori who gives, and I can know who is serving, but I do not know if Jesus is your Lord. Only you. Jesus is Lord. I'm sorry, Roger's sick. Roger Parker helps pass these around. I mentioned it a few weeks ago, and someone said, well, that was kind of mean and derogatory. I didn't mean it mean and derogatory. I see these all over town. This one house I pass every day has four of them. Jesus is Lord four times in their house. All over town. Someone makes it. Vic Bass Ministries. They're not only in this community. They're all over East Texas. I understand they're all over the world. That's fine. Jesus is Lord. I would love to knock on just 10 homes and say, what does that mean? I think some would say, well, I don't know, but I like it. It's good. We love God, and we vote, and that's kind of like a crucifix in the house. It's a great symbol, and and we like it. Jesus is, what was it? Jesus is Lord. Yet he, maybe every person who has it in their home knows exactly what that means. And they know that Jesus is their Lord, their Savior. Maybe they all know it. But here's what I do know. Whether I say it, post it, blog it, agree with it, or put 10 crosses in my yard one day, as Paul wrote to the Philippians, as the choir sang, as Jerry sang, and as Allie read, one day, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. But until that day, what will you know? What will you proclaim? Is Jesus your Savior? Is Jesus the teacher, your teacher? Is Jesus your owner, your Lord? Eddie in the army and little Pat and Davy, something was wrong with that picture. I'm in charge. Is something wrong with your relationship? Is Jesus your Lord? Shall we pray? Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. Lord of my thoughts, Lord of my actions, Lord of my mind, Lord of my home, Lord of my life. Jesus is owner, is Lord of all. Thank you, God, that you knew we needed a Savior to rescue us from our sin, to reconcile us to yourself, and to give us the security of heaven. You knew we needed a Savior, and you gave us Jesus. You knew we needed a teacher during those years to walk among Galilee and to teach of your grace and your forgiveness and your way. In years, thousands of years later, we read your word and we read that Jesus taught. You also knew that we needed Jesus to be more than our Savior and our teacher. Jesus wants to be our Lord. And our life will always be short. We will always miss out on what it means to live and walk and experience life abundant. Unless we make Christ our Lord. May it be more than a sign we stick in our yard. May it be more than a song that we utter the words. May it be in our life. Jesus is Lord. One day we'll all declare it. One day every knee will bow, every tongue will confess in heaven and under heaven and above heaven that Christ is Lord. May we this day say, I am yours, Lord. I am thine, O Lord. Continue, Lord, to convict us, to draw us to you, that we might make you Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.